Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all, it's your boy, Alexander the Great, up in here, chilling. Riding solo dolo, we waiting while Keisha K get in here. She running a little late, it's all good though. What's good with y'all, man? How was the week? How was the weekend? Y'all feel free to go ahead and call in one time, two times, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, I'm not tripping, I'm always here to talk. But yeah, we gonna dive into some things though, man. Aretha Franklin funeral. What happened with Ariana Grande, and man, my man Gunna, is number one again. No, my fault. Not my man Gunna, my man Murda Beats, number one again, yo. Like again, this will be his first time being number one with the single Fifi. Tekashi 6ix9ine and Nicki Minaj definitely put it down on that track. Like, hey, that track is dope, yo. Like, it's definitely dope, that track, yo. But, man, we're going to jump here right into it, y'all. We got my girl, Lana Michelle, with Growing Pains. Y'all check it out. This is DL Radio Network.
Beforehand, don't jump into negativity. I know the rules, you gotta hustle hard. Brutality is in your front yard. No escape from the mental bars. Nothing seems to go right. Young girl, wait before you pick up the knife. Are you truly ready to end it all tonight? Life is hard, don't give up. In the morning, the sun will shine. Hold on to a breakthrough. Soon the fog will clear.
Don't give up the fight you have.
Just stand tall and you will grab.
Okay, now young one. Okay, now young one. Okay, now young one. Look where you come from. Look at back where you come from. Look at back where you come from. Straight from the dungeon. Yeah, we came from the tundra. Yeah, we came from the murder bed where you came from. Anything that's done you or that confronts you got me. You got me. You got me. You got me. You think that I'm gonna run from anything that jump jump. Anything that bump up in the night. And that's like why. Look, kiss of that. We gon' be alright. We alright. We gon' be alright. We gon' see that light. We gon' fight. We don't see that fright. Even when it's bright and we gon' fight. We gon' fight. We gon' wipe it up until it's hype. I'm talking season dreams for wishing till it's ripe. Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay, okay, young one. Okay, young one. Okay, 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 young one. Okay, young one. And look at where you come from. You done made it this far. We gon' fight until you don't give up, young one.
Maybe you'll see that I'm Jay Crew made this.
If I put that shit on, you know, I don't even gotta write it. It's just mentally, like, it comes together. It come together. So if I am in a battle, that's how I'm able to kill everybody that comes to even try to come to me or for me, because it's already in my head. What do you mean? You know, so
I see you, Elga.
No
I
lie.
See you, Elga. We definitely got to make something there, for sure.
No lie. But, yeah, so I just do it for fun, though. It would just be, like, a for fun. It's all just therapy to
me. Of course. Of course. If we just top the billboards with the song, whatever, it's cool. Just for fun.
You feel me? Hey, I ain't mad at that, you know?
I'm just saying.
Straight up.
Exactly.
So, yeah, but at least your week was productive, you know, and I know it was long and you just relaxing, y'all. But for me, my week, it was pretty, it was something else, something I'm not used to.
Oh.
I was at home with my 2-year-old. Maybe it was just 2 or 3 days, but that's not the thing. The thing about it is that I didn't know he played that much with his brother. I'm going to be real. Keep it 100. I didn't know.
True.
So I don't think my stamina and my kids' stamina is on the same level, you know, playing for it. That's not fair. So it was a little situation, y'all. So now they are with family for the weekend, and I'm ready for my lituation. And it's coming. It's coming.
That's
we got it. That casino, hotel,
that's
that is open. Yeah, I got to go in
there. Yeah, you already know.
Y'all know
you
I do.
You already know.
So.
It's a nice night out there, too, man. Like, it's nice and cool outside. It's chill. I'm like, I might have to pop out tonight a little bit.
I'm like,
okay, all this stuff to do outside. And summer about to be over. It's getting darker sooner. I'm like,
I'm like, no, not yet. Not yet. The day's, it's not over. Now, who I want to, I have to shout out, now, Alexander. I don't know if you heard on the radio. I know I called it on Ricky Smiley. Love Ricky Smiley. However,
Cardi B,
I got to talk about her evolution. Y'all know I'm for the evolution. And just to how she has evolved, she has went from a stripper in your local, you know, New York, I guess Brooklyn, I don't remember. Is it Brooklyn or Bronx? However, I know it was one of them boroughs.
I think it's Brooklyn.
Coming from there. Yeah, I think so. And having to get it out of the mud, literally. And getting to
the
height that she is now. Like, she ain't taking no less than $200,000. That's for an appearance. We ain't talking about performing. You know, so she basically worked through her pregnancy. And she got the bag stacked point blank for this time.
Hold on.
I'm not stepping away from my baby.
That's the thing, though. Like, she was up on stage working while she was pregnant. Like, that's some dedication right there, boy.
You feel me? So, hell yeah, y'all gonna pay me that money now. I got my little baby at home. I could just be at the house with my baby. My husband, you know, could be, like, point blank.
True.
That's the thing that nothing but respect it, and that's what we all, hell yeah, we're going to take a higher paying job. We're going to demand higher pay when we're at a higher rate. Get out of here, if anything should be otherwise.
Exactly.
So I'm so proud of her.
She
came from
elevate.
Instagram. You know what I mean? She did. She was popping on Instagram, but she had to get her following. She got that already before Love and Hip Hop, any of that. Now, how stupid do y'all think DJ Self is looking? I cannot get over the fact that he is slapping himself. In Asia, she over there in London or whatever, the one that, you know, Cardi B had to slap up just a little.
Right.
I know she probably beat her, you know, Cardi B shit. Like, dang, that do go hard. I wonder how all those girls feel that Cardi B beat up. Because, you know, especially in New York, they beating her shit. So,
you already know.
It's something that I thought of countless times because I've seen too many YouTube videos of the old Cardi B back in the day, you know, with her on her game, you know. So just to see the height that she's gotten to now, I'm so proud of her and I'm happy for her. So I hope everybody is happy for her too. No haters, none of that. You have to acknowledge and just respect it straight up. She worked for it.
Exactly. Exactly. Like my guy always said, with much you coming up like that, there gotta be much respect that go along with that. You know what I'm saying? So big ups to Cardi B on the real. Big ups to Cardi B. I mean, and honestly, I mean, I saw her coming. We all kind of saw her coming. But
hell
she
yeah.
been flexing on the game. She been
straight
flexing.
You cannot put it
you
on any radio station and not hear her. Are you kidding me?
Exactly.
I don't care.
Like she's everywhere, yo. She's been on every station. But like we got like a little alternative, I guess you could say alternative hip hop station, 96.3 B96. I haven't heard on that. Like they never play hip hop music, but I'm telling you, yo, like they've been bumping her every radio station, yo. Every single one. I've been like,
yeah. Nah. She's the truth. Like, she works hard for her. She does. Man, she works
hard.
Yeah, she
does.
Works
on that. That's what I'll be like, man. But, hey, much up to Cardi B. Big ups to her on the real for that. Man, I got my mans right here. My mans, Murder Beats. I mean, let me tell y'all about Murder Beats real quick, and then we'll go to a song. You know what I'm saying? Murder Beats, my mans came from Canada. He came from the six, right along with Drake. He was on, you know, social media, checking out the artists. And long story short, y'all, he got plugged. Like, he kept being determined. He kept looking at people's bosses. Like, he was going Google and YouTube and looking at the production credits, the managers, distribution project managers. And, man, now he got a number one hit, Fifi, with Nicki Minaj.
And I love that song.
Tekashi 6ix9ine. Yeah, that song is popping, though. Like, that's, man. In my honest opinion, they should have released that at, like, the beginning of the summer.
Hell yeah.
It's like a summer song right there.
It is. You know I got my choreo to it. Don't play with me. I do. It'll go hard to me.
I already know you got it. Anybody got it.
You know what I'm saying? I do.
Exactly.
Man, that's so dope though. But like that's sometimes, I mean, it's so rare. It is. I ain't gonna lie, y'all. Like, it's so rare for that right person to see you, for you to be able to bump shoulders, for you to even be in the atmosphere with somebody who could change your life. But you never know when that may be. So don't be out there acting all dumb. Don't do it, because if you're trying to go somewhere, that's really not the thing to do. You don't know who's watching. Just go for it all. You know, don't give in. Don't give in. Don't give up. Point blank.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say this, and then we're going to go to a song. I saw a post on Facebook. They said, hey, y'all, don't act the fool too much. The judge won't be back until Tuesday. Y'all know it's Labor Day tomorrow, on Monday. Y'all already know that. So y'all be good out there. Be civilized. And this is DIL Radio Show Network. We got Clutch coming through with Icy. Y'all stay tuned, DIL Radio.
J. Crew made this.
Down with a mouth that's cold. My girl rock in with get rose gold. Whatever she want, I give her she want. Look at this cold, something coming through the door. With all this ice like a winter Chicago. Ice age, but I'm not Mike Jones. Say ice age, but I'm not Mike Jones. My bingos, we so ice. We no Gucci, but we ice. Me, your girlfriend wants the sky. She tryna be my wife. But she get one night. And I treat her right. She ask me, am I rolling? Bitch, yeah, I might. Baby, I see y'all. Yeah, we cold, motherfucker. I said we icy, motherfucker. Yeah, we frozen, motherfucker. I said we icy, motherfucker. Yeah, we cold, motherfucker. I said we icy, motherfucker. Yeah, we frozen, motherfucker. Yeah, we so icy, we so icy. fresh from that end to a Bugatti. Posted it up with the bad little shawty. Shawty hella bad with a bad little body. Yeah, my shawty, she a bad little gamer. Took her back to the dance for dinner. All these tribal colors all on my body. You would think that nigga was wearing pants. You staring at me, man.
Okay.
You can't afford that tag.
You can't.
Your pockets looking fat.
They
I'm
do.
Not the usually one to brag.
I'm
you
not.
Comparing yourself to me.
What?
Might as well just wait a flag.
Surrender.
Cause you're not icing me. Move around and step back.
I step
yeah,
back,
we
icing
this motherfucker. Yeah, we cold this motherfucker. I said we icing this motherfucker. Yeah, we frozen this motherfucker. I said we icing this motherfucker. Yeah, we cold this motherfucker. I said we icing this motherfucker. Yeah, we frozen this motherfucker. Yeah, we so icing, we so icing.
Yeah.
Moving through the atmosphere,
I
shine like shooting stars and chandeliers.
I shine.
My shoes, they come with landing gears.
Oh wow,
I shine like shooting stars and chandeliers. Moving through the atmosphere, I shine like shooting stars and chandeliers. All my shoes, they come with landing gears.
Wow,
I shine like shooting stars and chandeliers.
A funny bone, meet me at the honeycomb with plans to make our money long. I don't need a Rolls Royce, the Lamborghini got me though. When I get the money for it, I'm gonna get one rapido. Never tripping on my past, I keep my past in back of me. I'm too busy making moves for those who coming after me. Ain't no time for wasting time, cause time is moving rapidly. They had it locked, so we stole a key.
Moving through the atmosphere,
I
shine like shooting stars and chandeliers.
Shine.
My shoes, they come with landing gear.
Wow.
I shine like shooting stars and chandeliers. Moving through the atmosphere,
I
shine like shooting stars and chandeliers. They come with landing gear.
Wow.
I sound like shooting stars and chandeliers.
Hey, 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 hey. I only got one life to live. Searching through my backpack and only found one to give. Oh, 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 no. I can't waste this on you. Pulling on my arm while I'm drinking. I'm gonna waste this on you. Coming up with something that won't come out till next year. So I can pull up in something flyer than a Lear. I don't trust your followers, I'm too much of a leader. Sustainably to fit my homie, told me grab a leader. Hey, 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 here's the secret to success. I design my own success, I remember that I'm blessed. I stay grinding, I stay grinding, I ain't satisfied yet. I ain't seen my best yet, they get old while I get fresh. Yeah. Hey, 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 I'm ready for whatever. Medicine inside my candy, now I'm feeling better. Hey, 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 I go harder every day. Like tomorrow is too late, cause tomorrow is too late.
Moving through the atmosphere,
I
shine like shooting stars and chandeliers.
Shine.
My shoes, they come with landing gear.
Wow.
Shine like shooting stars and chandeliers. Moving through the atmosphere, I shine like shooting stars and chandeliers. All my shoes, they come with landing gear.
Wow.
I shine like shooting stars and chandeliers.
What's good? What's good, y'all? This is your boy, Alexander the Great. And I got my girl, Candy K.
Candy K. In the building.
You already know how we get it. That was just, then I got my man Eldorado Jones shooting stars and chandeliers. Yo, hey, I really wish you would have been there for that interview we did with Eldorado Jones. So, like,
man, me
that
too.
Dude is lit, boy. He is lit.
Dad, we're going to have to bring him back. We're going to have to bring him back, man. We got to.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
Be right.
Definitely. Definitely. I told him, I'm like, man, we got to have you back, bro. You definitely with it. Definitely with it on everything. I'm like, dang, dude, we can go all show with this, man. But he did have a show he had to get to, so we had to let him go. You know what I'm saying? But it was definitely a lit show. Definitely a lit show, though. On the real. But Teddy K, what's
it,
good with you?
Man, you know, my idle time. What's up?
I already know. What's up with Candy K's love journey?
Oh, that's it. Lord only knows, let me tell you. So this here we go. Okay. Because I got everybody and me into get a pen and paper, please. Because certain things are uncalled for and don't make no damn sense. And I just really need to vent about the shit. So buckle your seatbelt.
Yo,
let me
fellas,
tell y'all.
Get the pen and paper.
I'm dropping jewels, baby. This will help you. So, okay. Check this. Yeah, I'm on some dating sites or whatnot, but okay. And that does not entail, like, that don't mean I'm lonely than a motherfucker. Like, that do not mean I'm just going to accept anything. You know, so don't do that. And I write shit. You know, like, about me, I put shit about me. So if you come to the inbox with any question that is already answered previously, you're automatically blocked. That's stupid. Because then you're just showing that you don't pay attention. Fuck that. You just saw my pictures.
Oh,
that's
my
it.
God.
You think about it. Yep. So that's what I do. Don't do that. And I don't care if you see me on the dating sites. That don't mean carry it over to Facebook and Instagram trying to carry on some type of love. That ain't what I'm here for. Okay? That's not why I'm on Instagram. That's not what I'm doing on Facebook. I'm doing other shit. On there. So if you come over there with it, then I'm going to remember that that was you once you get back over to the dating site. Miss me with that.
Yo.
So I don't know why I've been
160-some
messages right now, man. And I just don't want to even click on it. I don't know why I'm on there. Because then it's going to be some bullshit, yo. It just be stupid. It just be the dumbest. Like, if you inbox me and just say hi, that's annoying as hell. I'm not going to respond. And then that's another thing, Alexander. Why do y'all get mad when we leave you on red? Why?
Oh, my God. You know why? You know why, though?
No.
Like, real talk. It was one time. Long time ago. But anyway, this one time, I messaged this girl on Snapchat. I was like, hey, what's good with you? So she messaged me back like, oh, everything cool. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, what you up to later? And she was like, oh, I'm not up to nothing too much. She was like, what about you? So I didn't even see the message, Kate. Like, I did not see the message, right? So I checked it like an hour later, yo, like an hour later. So I saw she said, what about you? What you up to? I'm like, oh, you know, I got to go to the studio tonight. But after that, I'm pretty much free. Boy, left me on red, boy.
Boy.
I'm like, dang, what's the reason?
Tell
like,
me how it makes you feel. Let me know how it makes y'all feel. You feel me? But
yo,
then why do y'all come back with a disrespectful message after that? Are you one of them?
Hold on. I ain't even like that. Like, to be honest, if you leave me on red, I'm just going to see it, and then I'm not going to say anything else to you. Like, that's just how it goes. I'm not that type of dude.
Good.
I'd be like, yeah, I'm not going to say nothing else. But no, like, when I saw that, I was like, oh, snap, you left me on red. I'm like, you know what? It's cool. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, at the end of the day, I'm like, it's not even that serious. Like, that's why I'd be like, all right, I mean, at least you know, let me know straight up what's going on. You know what I'm saying? So, I honestly, I'm cool with being left on red, like, if it's going to be like that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, like, yeah. Exactly. And you're supposed to be. You know why? Because there's so many other ones. It's so many more. Like, I'm in a town. You know what I mean? I'm in the town, but you wouldn't know about the town unless you was from Oklahoma or somewhere, you know, in Oklahoma type of thing. So this is a town, and mentally I be thinking, I'm not going to cry over a man for too long. You'd be good to get a full day or maybe two if I thought I loved you. But this is the thing, like, it's so many other ones. So I just go back to my inbox, like, fuck it, I guess I get to responding. That's when I get to responding. If I'm mad at the guy, like, then I'm going to respond, and that's how another dude will slip in. That's the only way. But you got to really be something special to slip in if I already like somebody, regardless if I'm hurt by them. I'm not that damn vulnerable. So you really got to actually be special. You know, that's when I have met some of the most special people who will always be a friend to me, you see? Because, yeah, when I close that door, right now it's open. So it's all kinds of sleeves. Man, don't get me started. So it's just, you know, all kinds of sleeves. I just crack up at. I would laugh at y'all. Y'all don't even know the stuff I go through. But it's crazy. But I make sure it's all memorable. They gonna remember that. Whether it went bad, you gonna remember what I said, and you gonna remember how it made you feel. I bring feelings up out of men who they didn't have none. Since little Susie broke their heart back in first grade.
Oh my God.
You that you got
so
a heart.
She a savage, fellas. Y'all taught me the men taught me to get left on red.
You are. But at least I tell you ahead of time. I tell men, I say, listen, if I give you my number, I will tell you, okay, I multitask on the daily all the time. And I'm, I get sidetracked. And something else may happen that just takes my mind elsewhere. So that's just me.
True.
So if I hang up with you, I'll tell you, like, I probably ain't going to really call you back. I ain't going to just say I'm going to call you back. I'm going to tell you I'm not. So how about you shout out at me in about an hour, hour and a half, see how I'm feeling. I will do that. Yeah, I do that shit, man. But it's okay. It makes me feel
bad.
It makes me feel bad.
Oh.
Too much I was worried about making other people, how I make them feel, and if I'm making them happy. No, no. I don't do that. And it's so funny to me, and I laugh about it after I hang up with them. Yet, I'm not sure how they feel, but that's not really the concern of mine. What is the concern of mine is the fact that I crack myself up. And if they actually really call me back, that's the kicker. Like, so I just said this shit to you, and you really call back? Either maybe you're the one, you're awfully consistent, or red flag, you know, like, why would you let me
exactly.
I don't want no poodle.
So let me.
I don't want no poodle.
Let me ask you something. So. Are you giving notes to the fellas saying, like, hey, if you could take a little punishment, then you in there?
No, no. I'm saying it's really about your response. Really, it kind of weeds out the fakes, the frauds. Because if you really want to get to know me, then you're going to accept all this shit. And you're going to laugh at it or whatever because you know within yourself the way you'll have me within a month's time. You know what I'm saying? Because you're that confident in your damn self. You're going to have it to where I'm calling you. I like them kind of confident, cocky, damn near, you know, to where it's funny to you, too.
Okay.
I'm laughing, you're laughing over there, too, at what I just said to you, and you think I'm a trick. It's funny. You didn't get your little feelings hurt. Not that soon. No, you didn't. You just thought it was funny because you know good and damn well the type of man you are and the way you will have me within a month. If you really trying to do something, if you not and you was just trying to get me for the night, please, yo.
Yeah, it's like exactly. You can move on, my man.
Come on now. Mm-hmm. I like them types. I like the type that can take that shit and just flip it to have me like, what am I doing? Now I'm calling you. What? You know, like now you're leaving me.
Hold on. How you get me?
Yeah. Like, okay, you stay. Right. You know? So I love those types. That's why. I like the type that give me a challenge that turns that shit around on me and can take it and can accept that because they know what's to come.
True.
But I don't want to see them. Hey,
there y'all go,
don't tell
fellas.
Me no,
there y'all go.
Yeah. There you go. Just don't tell me no.
The playbook, boy. whole playbook, all the plays, the players,
Bam.
The audibles, the touchdowns. She gave y'all all of that. So, yeah, you should be getting some more in your inbox tonight, Candy.
Shit. And it's out of unless you saying you want to take it to the casino. That's something that you're going to get a response. I'm going to say, meet me at this one. Or something like that. You know what I mean? I'll be at this machine.
Right.
So that's different. So that's the go-to way, you know, or hit me up in my Cash App. If you cannot get to me on any social media, I bet you get a response off of that shit. I promise you. Yep. Sure will. So that's just the honest truth.
Man.
You heard it here
Straight
first.
Savages over this way, y'all.
On the Hour Network. Nothing but the Hour Network.
Yeah, I feel you on that. I feel you. Hey, but fellas, man, she gave y'all all the plays, so don't be getting mad, like, oh, man, he trying to shoot his shot. Well, you better shoot your shot while you got a shot, you hear me?
You better.
For real.
And you better not. I ain't going to let you rebound that shit. I ain't going to let you do it. So it better go in, okay? It best go in. Let's just know. You better have that shit premeditated. You better. Stick to it.
Boy, she said ain't no rebounding, boy. She going to put that on her next Facebook status, boy.
No, I think I'm feeling a little Snapchatty. Remember, Alexander, don't look.
Well, I mean, you already know how that's going to go. You already know how that's going to go, okay?
I'm just saying. I'm just
you
saying. Can you get a little, you know what I mean? But I think I might be in the mood.
I already
I think I might be in the mood.
You know I'm going to be in the audience waiting right there. I'm going to be right there, boy. On the real. Hey,
yep.
But when
and
we get back, y'all, we're going to go ahead and talk about Aretha Franklin's funeral, y'all. Like,
oh,
hey,
man.
This
yeah.
bishop, he was going crazy at the funeral. He was going crazy, y'all. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Right now, we're going to play Joey Bench, I Do. And then we're going to play Boise Rothschild, No Kanye West. Y'all stay tuned in, The Hour Radio Show Network. It's your boy.
Yeah, I Joey Bat. Take Heather. To be my lawfully wedded wife. To having a home. From this day forward. For better. For worse. For richer. For poorer. In sickness and in health. Until death do us part.
Yeah. The first day that we met, I fell in love with the shape of your eyes. The way that you walked had me amazed by your thighs. And the way that you talked, it had me dazed and surprised. It was death for us to have our names in the skies. It took a couple of tries to put a smile on you. It's been a while now for Benny, I gotta switch the style on you. It was the charm that made you fall for me. And I was there to catch your love, lifting you higher than four stories. Then late nights, we would talk for hours. Candle lights and purple flowers. Baby, now the time's ours. Doing better things, like making moves, we're a better team. Together we building a better dream. It's time for us to write another chapter, like it's a never-ending story, and the one we raised a child after. Now every day I thank God that he sent me you. You're a blessing, and now I say to you, I do.
Girl, me and you against the world, together forever, you know you're my lady. Cause all I wanna change is the letters in your name. I'm in love with you, and that made me say, I do, I do.
Together we celebrating, it's all night. With a bottle of champagne, it's all nice. You're the one I've been waiting for my whole life. Let me have the honor to introduce you as my wife. It's time for us to hit the dance floor. Give me your hand and follow so I can show you what your man's for. It's time for me to take the lead, just follow my steps. Trust in me, just believe I have the regrets. Cause this is our time, and this is our moment. We're living this dream together, now we both own it. I love the way that you smile when you're singing along. Everything I do for you, that's our wedding song. Now later on, we can plan a move. But for
but now it's time to party before we fly to Cancun. Let's make a toast to the good life. Everybody's getting along, having a good night. I'm in love with my wife, so never I'm leaving your side. Cause you are the one that I chose to be for my ride or die. Babe, I can't wait to grow old with you forever. We share a life. Hop on the flight, it's time to take you to paradise.
Girl, me and you against the world. Together forever, you know you're my lady. Cause all I wanna change is the letters in your name. I'm in love with you, and that made me say, I do, I do, I do.
Y'all just listen to Joy Beth's I Do, and Royce Rothschild, no Kanye West. But every time I hear the name to that song, I'm like, what did it take for you to name it that? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, wow, that's some artiste right there, boy.
I ain't gonna add nobody else's name in my shine personally. But
I'm saying. Yeah, because especially ideas nowadays, boy, loved one to sue you in a second.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, because when you do really make it through mainstream, then you're going to have to pay, you know, or something. It's always you got to pay, you know? So I know I want all my coins, especially once you sign on that dotted line on that contract, you signing away so much of your earnings. So much.
Exactly. I was just looking at that today, like, it's so, I mean, they like, it was a YouTube video, and it said, your favorite rap artist is broke, whatever. So I was clicking it, you know how it is with YouTube. You watch one video, then you watch another video, then you watch another one.
Then I'm up all
every single time. I'd be like, dang, bro, I just came for one video, fam. That's all I wanted on my kid. No, but watching the video, and they were saying how, you know, the label, they'll give you so much up front, you know what I'm saying? Like, they'll spot you like $2 million or whatever, or they'll spot you like $1 million in a 360 contract. But then you got to pay for promotion. You got to pay for the production credits, the person that produced your song. You got to pay your managers, your street team. I'm like, yo, and then they say that you end up being in debt. I was like,
yeah,
that's cold-blooded right there, boy. Rare like, you end up being in debt.
And you get rear-ended. Like, look at you now. Your face is all over. Your music's all over. And everybody just knows you paid, but really, you got to pay. You're not. Even though you're doing this appearance and everybody's running around town talking about how much you're getting paid for it, but you know you owe that out. You know, it's so many. I'm telling you.
Yeah, like, I ain't never seen it. I was like, damn, like, I never knew that. They like, yeah, you get $1 million, you got to get $400,000 to your label. Then you get to keep 20%, but then from that 20%, you got to pay the camera team. You got to pay the dancing girls in your videos. You got to pay, you know, Smith and Wesson to lease their weapons or whatever the case is, you end up having to pay more than what you receive. I'm like, damn, is it really worth it to be an artist at the end of the day? But, yo, that's not to discourage y'all artists from out there, you know, y'all out there doing y'all thing. Keep doing y'all thing on the real. Keep doing y'all thing because it's independent labels out here. It's like it's independent artists, and we support y'all. You know what I'm saying? We India Radio, so... We definitely got y'all back with the interviews, with the song spins, all that stuff, y'all. We got y'all. But, man, though, like, what was that? Yesterday, I want to say that was yesterday, yeah. Aretha Franklin's funeral, boy. Hold on.
Didn't get to catch.
First off, let's talk about how the funeral was 6+ hours, yo.
Six plus hours.
It was a part one. And part two to the funeral, y'all.
Wow.
Like, that's crazy in itself. Like, I never went to a funeral that was 6 hours, y'all. Like,
never in
it don't matter who died.
Never ever.
I'm saying, it don't even take that. I mean, rest in peace to the legend, Aretha Franklin. Oh, my God, rest in peace. You know what I'm saying? Not at all do I want to come against the family or be disrespectful at all. I'm just saying, like, damn, that's a long time, boy. That's like more than half a work day for some people, boy.
Yeah.
That's like somebody clocking in at work. You hear me? Like,
it's pretty damn ridiculous, y'all.
Real.
Oh, and guess what? I can't believe that it's that long. Let me tell you why. Because they had this station locked down for John McCain's, you feel me? I'm like, oh, damn it. So, may he rest in peace.
Oh, yeah.
Just that. So, but it was this business. He's a freaking football player for those Falcons. I'm not going to call him out of that name like I would normally. However, He played for them over there or whatever. Not the Falcons. He played for somebody that ain't got shit to do with any type of good team, because it's not my team, which is Cowboys, like Dallas Cowboys. America's team. America's team. So really, the team don't fucking matter. Yeah. Just know he's an NFL player on one of these other frivolous teams out here. However, that was his little speech was just so freaking, it was so awesome, y'all. It was just hilarious. Like, he had people, you know, bringing them upbeat. Like, I just like, and that's, I think that he reached into his roots. He was Black. And a lot of times, at, you know, some of our funerals, we try to, you know, bring the spirit up just a tad, even if it's just for a moment, to look back on the good times.
Right.
Or to try to get your mind out of the darkness that death brings upon one, you know? So I appreciated that. And I think the entire, you know, crowd appreciated that too. It was that upbeat to go ahead and have that moment to be able to giggle, a smile through the tears. And so I do want to give him a big up, although his team I don't care about. Him, he was great. His name is irrelevant to me because I don't know him, because I just know he plays football for them. Anybody other than Cowboys, you're them, you know, not us. So.
I'll let you hold D for a minute.
You already know. You already know. You ready?
Oh, snap. Yeah, we already know.
Well, you know, so
them young Cowboys.
Yes, we family, y'all. Oh, so if you don't know why I be going off on them and disrespecting them like that, but this is the point. It's because if you come to my page on my site, on my fucking Facebook, if I'm big up in my team, my family, or if I don't care. If you come over here with some old hating stuff, you are sitting yourself in the firing hole for me to just fire away at your ass.
Because
the first question is, who's your team, sir? Who's your team? And I shut that shit down. Because I need you to, for one, think about your own team. Let me take you back. Oh, and then when you say some irrelevant shit, I dig in. So now you have made me embarrass you in front of everybody when I wasn't even trying to do that. I'm just trying to talk about my shit. But you just had to bring your little ass over here, didn't you? You had to bring your little ass over here. So now
hey,
let me
yo,
bring you
yo.
Baby.
Hey, Kay is on. She is on a roll tonight, y'all. Y'all got to be careful out here.
They get on my fucking nerves.
I got to be careful.
So, yeah. Don't come for my Cowboys, okay? Because that's like disrespecting my family. So anything I say from that second point is going to be disrespectful. I can guarantee you that. I don't know what it's going to be.
Pretty much.
It will be a tad disrespectful. Yo.
Y'all be careful out here, boy. It's dangerous. You hear me? It's dangerous.
Danger zone.
Hey, going back to the funeral, yo, my man.
Yeah. What happened?
Bishop, I can't even remember his name, yo. Bishop something, boy. So, my man, like, if you see the video, y'all know what I'm talking about. So, Bishop Ellis. Yes, Bishop Ellis. So, my man's grabbing Ariana Grande. Now, I'm like, hold on. Now, I'm watching the whatever. I'm like, okay, this is a little much. But then, you know what I'm saying? He pushed her away a little bit. Still held that grip, boy. They say that was an iron grip. You hear me?
Ooh.
That was an iron grip. And I guess he felt very uncomfortable. Honestly, I feel uncomfortable for her. You know what I'm saying? Because that grip, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. That grip, he was not letting her go, boy. He said, what did he say? He said, I saw Ariana Grande, on, you know, speaking for tonight. I thought that was a new ingredient at Taco Bell. I'm like, now, why you OD like that, bro?
Come on with that.
Why you got an OD like that? You ain't even had to do all that.
This is a bishop?
You had to. Yeah, that's the thing, too. I'm like, come on, bro. Like, that looked real terrible, boy. Like, that looked really terrible. So that happened, man. So he issued an apology today saying that he was sorry for his actions. He didn't want to offend anybody. You know, come at anybody for what he did. And he, I guess he did admit to doing it. So I was just like, bruh, I'm like, why you got to be black, bro? Why?
Why?
Why do you have to be black?
Shit.
Why did you put us back like that?
You feel me? And then we wonder why the hell they want to come on with that. Go on with that.
Exactly. Come on, man.
We came so far.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying, I'm like, bruh, you put us right back, boy. Right back there, mm-hmm. where we was before. I'm like, dang, you just had to do that. But God bless Bishop Ellis, man. At least he came out and apologized and said what he did was wrong. Because there'd be a lot of cats, honestly, that just be
that
like,
won't.
I did it. You
right.
know, like, I did it. So what? Like, y'all should just overlook it. Because I done seen it time and time again. Even with our own people. I mean, look at Magic Johnson. People was tripping that he caught what he caught. You know what I'm saying? People was tripping at first. Then people just stopped talking about it, boy. Like, they stopped talking about it. My man's getting better. You know what I'm saying? He got his pills or what, you know what I'm saying? Whatever he's doing. And that's just it. Like, people just kind of stopped talking about it. So I guess it kind of depends on your status. You know what I'm saying? Your status in life, and then, you know, at what time you choose to do and say and this crazy stuff that people are just continually talking about. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Like, you already know how that goes. So, I don't know, man. I just, I mean, they have the queen of soul. They have her decked out for the funeral, boy. Like, she was in attendance to her own funeral, boy. Like, they had, like, it was church morning service, boy. I'm like, hold on. Like, y'all got her legs crossed in the casket? I'm like, her fingers are crossed together? I'm like, wow, y'all really did her up there.
Come on. I got to talk to the Lord about
that. Like,
and let's get to some music
come
while
on,
I discuss
now.
That with the Lord. Me and the Lord got to go over that one. All right, that's a new one. We got to break for the music. We got to talk to the Lord on this. So her legs was crossed?
Like, yeah, her legs was crossed. Yeah. I was like, wow. I ain't never. Oh, you know what? I lied, y'all. It was this one funeral I saw. The dude was behind these velvet ropes, like a club or something, bro. And he was sitting in a chair. He had some green J's. He had some, like, black jeans or something. He had a green shirt on and a green hat and some sunglasses with a PS4 controller. But he was dead, though. You hear me?
Wow.
Like, he was dead. Like, that was his funeral. I guess that's how
that's
he wanted to go.
That's just going to mess kids' heads up. You know what I'm saying?
I know,
like,
yo. That's all, like, what?
Oh,
like,
wow.
Come on now, bro. Like, that's... So Uncle Ray Ray, he died, you know, he died playing Fortnite. I'm like, bro, don't do that to these kids.
Yeah, come on with that.
Don't do that to these kids. Don't do that to me, boy. I like playing video games, boy.
Now you
going to
have me.
I like playing video games.
Lucid dreams and shit.
Exactly.
We ain't going to be able to do
like,
it.
What? Why would you do that? So, yeah, so I can't say I haven't saw nothing like that, but rest in peace to the queen of soul, Aretha Franklin. She contributed a lot to a lot of stuff. Well, it's crazy how, like, you don't be knowing about stuff, and then you find out all this stuff when the person is gone. Like, that's crazy to me. Like, to me, you should be, you know what I'm saying, lifting this person up while they're here, while they're able to see
you
doing so. But instead, people wait
here.
Until... they die. Exactly.
Chill,
like, let me
they
smell
wait,
the roses while I'm alive.
Now, let me,
mm-hmm.
now y'all going to have to wait on the music because now Xander done got me into another subject, okay? As far as while they hear just what you saying that, yo, like, it's been, let's say this week has been, it's been a lot of murders, a lot of shootings in Tulsa where I'm at, the town.
Mm-hmm.
Although it's monikered Thug Town, I'm from here, I've been here, I'm used to this shit. However, the fact that nowadays you can walk out a Quick Trip, which is, I don't know if y'all have one, but it's like your 7-Eleven or whatever. But this one, growing up, we always knew that's like where you're supposed to go to be safe, to feel safe. And now people is walking out of there and getting killed, walking out of the store. So, or you go in there and you strong arming Quick Trip. this was the safe place. This was the laws. Like, it wasn't no swerves. There was nothing. We knew that the laws were there. 9 times out of 10, they there or they right around the corner. So for now, for this generation of criminals to come through and try to just do that, it's crazy. It's really crazy. And I know with you being from Chicago, I watch a lot of, like, YouTube videos on the violence there. So we wouldn't know what the hell to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, you come from that. That's the, you know, that's scary. 53 a day type of shit. You know, that's crazy. Where people really are kids. What was her name? What was her name? I'm
going to
get it. That was one of them. It's another one. But it was a lot of girls that had came up missing, and then they had found a few bodies. It was just, I watch YouTube, and a lot of those videos, the origin comes from Chicago. The crime, the murder in Chicago, the gang wars, you know, to where so many kids are literally getting caught on the playground and dead, you know. That's scary.
Yeah.
That's scary. And I big up you, and, you know, you sticking through, like, you get through, you know, and that shit, it says a lot with me just, and that's just from watching YouTube videos, I'm gonna be real. But just thinking of it, you know, it's scary.
I see a lot of stuff, like, on YouTube about Chicago, and, like, people end up dead and coming up dead. I mean, to be honest with y'all, like, I mean, I ain't gonna lie. Have I been shot at? Yeah. Like, I've been shot at. I've been stabbed before, you know what I'm saying, when I was younger. I done seen a gun pointed at me before. Like, a lot of people in Chicago have. But at the same time, most people in Chicago haven't. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like one of those things where, you know, it's like they tell you, like, oh, Africa. They show you pictures of Africa, and they show you videos of Africa and whatnot. And then you see all these videos, and there be all these people out there, and they starving, and they need water. But to be honest, like, Africa is one of the most richest countries in the world.
They don't,
you know,
show that
part. Like, Africa is, they don't show that part. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, they don't show that part. Like, Chicago, I mean, I ain't gonna lie. Like, Chicago is relatively violent. But it's relatively violent compared to other places like Detroit, you know what I'm saying? St. Louis. Like, to me, St. Louis is worse than Chicago. Like, every time I go to St. Louis, I see, like, a SWAT raid going on or, like, a command bus outside. I be seeing something crazy, like, wow. But it's just the stuff that's reported on in the city. And then they put it out there on social media and make Chicago look like a freaking war zone or something. I mean, like I said, it is violent. You know what I'm saying? But, like, not, like, relatively violent than, like, New York.
Exactly. And then, but look at it like this, though, too. It's like, you can be a blue-collar, whatever-collar type of person living in a completely different type of neighborhood. My thing is, the neighborhood I live in my town, in the town, it would be a dangerous neighborhood if it was the same type right there in Chicago. And then the type of people that I communicate with, that I deal with, they are dangerous for Tulsa. So that would bring that to a different, I would be around different people. I would be around street people, you know, so that's, of course, because I'm around those type of people and I live in that area.
Right.
So I think that could have something, you know, to do with a lot of things, too, as far as what's getting publicized, you know?
Yeah, no, you're definitely right about that, because it'd be a lot of stuff, like, for instance, you know, like, they had all these school shootings and stuff like that. They talk about places like, you know, Sandy Hook, rest in peace to the children and families that lost their lives during the event. But, you know, they talk about places like that and how stuff never happened. And I'm like, man, like, I'm not trying to speak it and I'm not trying to, like, put it out there, but I'm saying, like, Chicago is one of them places, you know what I'm saying? Like, we be having stuff, but it's too centralized to have, like, you know, like an event, like what I just said, as far as like school shooting or something like that. Thank God. You know what I'm saying? Thank God. But I'm just like, you know, we just got to make sure everybody, wherever you at, make sure you staying safe. You know what I'm saying? Always mind your surroundings.
Man,
it don't matter if I'm at a friend's house. It don't matter if I'm walking down the street. I'm always looking like behind me. I can see behind me. I'm not like,
I got my hand on my weapon. Like,
out
no
of
lie.
My headphones.
Yeah. I carry my knife.
Yeah.
I don't play that game. And then if I just got, like, ladies, even your keys, everything's a weapon. Let me be clear, okay? I came from the struggle. I know how to get it out the mud, all that shit. However, I also know how to protect myself and my children. Please understand that if you were to see my nicely decorated house, apartment, it's very nicely decorated. However, each one of these decorations is a weapon to me when in fear of, you know, any type of actions against me and my family. Understand me when I say, even your keys, women, is a weapon. You feel me? So if you feel, you know, just go ahead. Like, I be grabbing my keys. I keep that key out. I have it ready. Like, I really do just have it ready. Just in case, a quick bam, you know, just something really quick with that can puncture and it can do damage. So that's something that I've always been mindful of, my surroundings, the things that I can grab, the things that I can use as a weapon. Seriously, because when you're a woman, you have to go against a man. That man is stronger, okay?
Yeah.
That's why, you know, they are. No matter how futile and fragile they can look to you, you know, they can be much stronger. So it's always good to know your surroundings and know that everything can be used as a weapon. And that's just my definite advice on being safe. Or even if, like, say if you don't have a car and you got to walk to the store. I remember them days. I didn't play. My ankle weights I would work out in. Those was weapons, baby. Them is weapons. Because I can unstrap that and do damage. Everything can be. So just protect yourselves. Protect yourselves.
Yep, definitely protect yourselves, man. Hey, we got another track coming up for y'all. Y'all stay tuned. This is the REO Show Network. It's your boy, Alexander the Great, Candy K. Y'all enjoy. Stand by, y'all.
I had to give me a plug. I had to bust me a jug. Packing the stick. Got the 40 with me. Can't with my flesh. I had to go get the money. I had to go get the bag. I had to go get the stick. I had to hit me a lick. I had to get me a plug, I had to bust me a jug, packing the stick, got the 40 with me, can't with my flips, I had to go get the money, I had to go get the bag, I had to go get the stick, I had to hit me a lick, I had to make me a jug, I had to make some shake, got the pack from out of state, I used to scale until it breaks, keep a 40 by the way, I'm from Dallas, I get to the A, if you're not getting money, then stay out the way, my amigos got the work from Dash to the A, if you need that, then call Pablo Jose, I get for the low, PG just running a boat. Tell them I need me 10 more. I'ma make it disappear. I'm a trapping engineer. I know the trapper of the year. Gave me a front, told me come back in a month. I done came back in a week. Trap is booming at a peak. Trap is booming as we speak. Then one of my runners got called by police. I was on my TI, you don't know me. Better had to catch a hand by next week. Ended up killing on the whole team, including me, Pablo Jose, and OG. Sometimes the closest to you be the police. Baby, stitching for a release. I had to get me a plug, I had to bust me a jug, packing the stick, got the 40 with me, can't with my flips, I had to go get the money, I had to go get the bag, I had to go get the stick, I had to hit me a lick, I had to get me a plug, I had to bust me a jug, packing the stick, got the 40 with me, can't with my flips, I had to go get the money, I had to go get the bag, I had to go get the stick, I had to hit me a lick. Came to club with a hammer, ride around with a scammer. I'm with no jerks, Uzi on me like Vert. Cash money like Birdman, fair lots like Lil Wayne. I'm none of these. All of you are the same. All them haters, I'ma get paper. I don't want favors. Holler at you later. I'm in the bank with them. Shit. Money never bought no respect. I ride around in a new Corvette. Deep riding in the Uber. I'm at a stoplight with a shooter. I'm rolling the lens with bands on. Be trying to put hands on me. I caught me a flight with some grams on me. I done f***ing with regular. All of my to be bad. You be in care. I'm a dead laugh. Cab. Be f***ing with crap. Balls is weak as thriller. Our whole section be nothing but killer. I had to get me a plug. I had to bust me a jug. Packing the stick. Got the 40 with me. Can't f*** with my flips. I had to go get the money. I had to go get the bag. I had to go get the stick. I had to hit me a lick.
I had to give me a plug, I had to bust me a jug, packing the stick, got the 40 with me, can't with my flips,
I had to go get the money, I had to go get the bag, I had to go get the stick, I had to hit me a lick.
Although we're about to leave, I am in the building. I got to check out this new casino up here, y'all.
Oh, yeah. I already know, bro. I already know. Go check out that casino. You know what I'm saying? Put your winnings on Snapchat so everybody can see you flex real quick. You know? I already know how you do.
I know, huh?
Hey, y'all, but we're going to peace out a little early, man. We're going to peace out a little early tonight. You know what I'm saying? We didn't have a...
Oh, it's holiday weekend. Everybody have a safe Labor Day.
Exactly. Safe. Yes. Yes, have a safe Labor Day, man. My little girl go back to school Tuesday. She's going to be in first grade.
Her.
So proud of that little girl, man.
Aww.
So proud of her. On the real. Very proud of her, man. But, man, Candy, you got any goodbye, farewell words to the audience?
Oh, goodness. Okay, so for one, rest in peace to all that we have lost this past week, especially in my town, the town, you know. It's been very touching to people near me. Thank God it wasn't anybody that close to me. However, it does not matter. It was someone's child. It was someone, you know, and someone's child took their life.
Right.
So on both ends, I need us to pay attention. We need to pay attention as people. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be to our child, real shit, like to our child, it could be. Then you got to, you know, then now you got to go visit your child that's locked up and that people are hate. You know, that. I mean, it's just, it works on each end. So I just need us all to make sure we're paying attention to our kids, yo. Like, they are blessings, and they did not ask to be here. They never did. So pay attention to your children. Love your children, you know, and love your life, yo. Like, be good or be good at it type of thing. So I encourage that, and I encourage safety. Safety on this Labor Day weekend, man. So I hope everybody be safe. Shout on me, shout on you. But whatever you do, do it responsibly, please. And, yeah, that's my goodbye. But, hey, watch me. Snapchat, hold up, because I'm coming through. I washed my hair today. So I think I can do some stuff.
Wow. I already know, boy. You already know. I'm going to be that person in the audience watching with the eyes, boy. Like, hold on. Let me see something real quick. Hey, y'all already know what it is, man. India Radio, DR Radio Show, y'all. Hey, I guess my farewell words, man. I want y'all to have a good week. I hope y'all enjoyed this week, man. On the real. Hope y'all enjoyed this week. You know, rest in peace to the Queen of Soul, man, Aretha Franklin. That was crazy.
Definitely.
But she lived a good life, y'all. She lived a good life, y'all. She did a lot of good, not only in the black community, but just in the entertainment industry, period. So rest in peace to her, man. Man, she definitely will be missed. And, man, yeah, like we was talking about earlier, y'all stay safe out there, man. Labor Day weekend, you know what I'm saying? Don't act the fool too much because you know the judge won't be in until Tuesday, my nigga. So make sure y'all get it together. Make sure y'all got it right out there. And y'all be safe. Y'all be smooth, man. I know the kids going back to school. For those of you that already didn't go back yet, because I know there's some parents that's already glad their kids in school 2 weeks ago. You hear me? So I already know what's up. But, yeah, I'm about to just chill. And I think I'm about to pop out to the club real quick sometime, man. Cause,
yeah, I'm finna figure out what I'm
going to
wear tonight. Yep. It's coming. Hello, world. Watch out.
You already know how we rolling here on India Radio. I already know how we rolling. So, yeah, y'all, we going to end it tonight. Want to make sure that y'all are good. Y'all stay safe this weekend, rest of this weekend, and next week when y'all be back from us. On my kids, I'm going to make sure that y'all stay tuned, stick in, y'all. We definitely love y'all. Definitely want y'all to allow us to bless y'all with some of these indie artists that we got. You know what I'm saying? So we definitely want y'all to continually tune in with us. Right now, again, Portsmouth with Lewis Lane. I'm going to close it out one time, play this joint for y'all so y'all can bump this on the way to the club, on the way to the pop out, whatever y'all got going on. Yeah, y'all make sure y'all be safe. On the real, be safe out there. All right, y'all, this is India Radio, DR Radio Show. Alexander the Great and Candy K. Wish y'all a good night.
Be safe.
Thank you. to someone, then they turn it into I wanna put myself out there, but I'm scared love don't play fair. Where are you? Can you come here? Come here right now. Don't face